Good evening, all brothers and sisters. Greetings to all the pastors and elders. I want to give God the glory that we are back at church. God has answered our prayers. And to all those beloveds who have lost loved ones, may God comfort you during this time. Hallelujah. Pastor was speaking on believers' authority. I want to continue speaking about it. Let's go to Mark 16, verse 17. The Bible says there, "And these signs shall follow them. In my name they will cast out demons." We have authority over the enemy by using the name of Jesus. Your authority will only work when you understand there's power in the name of Jesus. Read Philippians 9-11. Here we can see that Jesus has been given a name above every name, that every knee shall bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord for the glory of God. One of my first challenges was to use my authority. When I was born again, I just got born again. And you know, that time when you were born again, you're on fire for God. And you innocent, hallelujah. So, my sister was suffering from this foot for years. But, thank God that I was there to pray for her. Up to now, she doesn't get it anymore. God just spoke to me once. I must cast that spirit out, and I did it. I give God the glory for that. My other experience was One evening I wake up and I saw this human shadow in my house. So immediately the anointing came upon me and I rebuke it. And I start praying in tongues, amen, warfare tongue. And I command it to leave, hallelujah. Your authority will increase by every challenge you overcome. We are overcomers. We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes, beloveds, we need to use our authority. This authority has been given to us by Jesus. And as Pastor said, if we don't use it, God can't do it for us. We must use it by using the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, be blessed.